Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. It is a beautiful Saturday, as always, out here in the Pacific Northwest. And today we have with us, we're basically crisscrossing the entire country, unless, Al, you were standing in the Atlantic, which I know you're not. You're pretty close. And if I was standing in the Pacific, which is an hour and a half to the west of us, we would completely be as far apart as we possibly could be. But we're connected via the phone line. And Al Thornton, how do I explain who you are? And you're kind of a Nephite like me on the subject of nutrition, in that we're both self-taught, and which I believe, which I will have him come and share with us soon. Roger Drummer taught me this years ago, that if you want to learn about a subject, go study it. Go find people who are smarter than you are and learn from them. And he spends a tremendous amount of time studying and researching, you know, nutrition and this subject. The past 2 weeks, we have been talking about the features, advantages, and benefits of Neekam's Nutritionals. And today we're going to talk about the simple ways we can show either ourselves on how much is too much of a nutritional supplement or how much is way too little. And just want to remind everybody right up front that all of the labeling on Neekam's containers, that dosage is designed for a 130 to 150 pound person, okay, for maintenance. Al, is that about right? Okay. So, Al, but before we jump into that, Al, give us a little bit about your background. I want that up front and in like 60 seconds or less if we can, so people know who you are. And then, and this is the second part of that, in about 60 seconds or less, and you can take 60 seconds or less for both of them, give us your elevator speech of why Neekam, or what Neekam is all about to you. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Background. Hello, everyone. Background information. Basically, I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I went to New York. I went to School of Visual Arts in New York, and I then went into advertising. I was for an agency there, and we did ads and commercials. Now, this goes way back. I mean, this is when commercials were 30 seconds and 1 minute long. And you know, today that is very, very different. And I look at commercials today and I don't understand them. But in my day back there, you had to have a concept and a story because you had 30 seconds or you had a whole minute. But anyway, that's kind of it. Then I stayed an individual after that, and I just freelance, and I enjoyed being my own man and doing my own contracts and things like that. I also brokered printing, and so that's kind of my life. So I do know a lot about advertising. I know a lot about print and design, and that's made it real easy because we just did some flyers and they came out pretty good, and so it's kind of worked within the Neekam thing now.
Why Neekam? So give us being that your background is in marketing, give us your 30 or 60 second commercial for Neekam.
Well, Sandra and I got involved in getting healthy. And at the time, we got the Kangen machine. And we thought we had it going on. And we went to a barber seminar, and then she asked us to bring our water to her house in a meeting, and we did. And she tested us with the muscle test. This is where it all started, with the muscle test. And because we thought we had it going on. We just bringing our water all proud and everything, think we got it going on. And she did the muscle test, and sure enough, with the muscle test, with our water, our Kangen water, that's supposed to be the best, the machine that costs $4,000, is supposed to be the best, period. And so when she did the test, our arms went down. When we tasted the Neekam waterfall water, we were strong. And that just threw us. And that got our attention. And then from there on, we just want to know more, and we just want to know more. And that's how we really turned into Nikan. It was fun in the beginning, and we were using all the products, and then we jumped into the business part of it because we were having so much fun.
You know, and you, what you just shared is the premise for this conversation, this chat, if you will, and I'm hoping that people listening will focus in on just that. My little dissertation on multitasking, just like, especially in our pop culture today, when you see this, you've been part of these conversations, everybody goes through this, you'll be talking to somebody, and then all of a sudden they'll get bored in 7 to 70 seconds, and they'll tune out because you are no longer of interest to them, and they'll grab their phone, and they'll start multitasking and either checking their Facebook page, their Twitter, their Snapchat, or they'll get a text, or somebody will send them something, and their phone will vibrate or buzz or beep or whatever, and they just tune out. Because no longer do we have their attention. And your background in marketing taught you that in 30 or 60 seconds, as you shared, we've got to tell a story. We have to get their attention. And whether you look at the Bible and go back thousands of years through the history of mankind, or you look at any other historical document, and then looking at today, what comes out of Hollywood, if we can grab people's attention in a matter of seconds, it reels them in. And it doesn't matter if they're an analytical, a controller, a supporter, or a promoter. We all want to be, we want our attention grabbed, whether it's an emotional, touching story or something that's funny. But look at the results this week of the TV show America's Got Talent. Who won? It wasn't necessarily the person with the most talent, per se, but it was the magician who was able to grab people's attention and suck us in. That's who won, based on the results. So, Al, I want to go back to this, your experience of muscle testing the Kangen water versus what comes out of our waterfall, and if I can use your own words, you thought you had it going on with the Tangan water. And was that based on the research or just the way you felt or what?
No, just the proof of the results. I mean, if you were stronger with this water and you were weak with another water, I mean, what more evidence do you need? I mean, to me, that was it. And Sandra felt the same way.
Okay.
I mean, that was just... That just kind of did it for us, you know. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Because what we try to do is first we have to convince people of muscle testing, because some people think it's hocus pocus. You know, I mean, and some people, you'd be amazed. I mean, I was doing the muscle test of a lady, and as I was doing it, in the back I saw this lady say, "I don't believe that." I read her lips. "I don't believe that."
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And after I did the muscle test, I said, "Miss, right there, in the red, come up here, please. Could you please come up here?" And I brought her up, and then I did the muscle test on her. It's very important that in your audience, or how many people you have, it's important that everyone experience the muscle test. Because if they don't experience it, they walk away saying all kinds of things. And so it's very important that they experience something. You don't have time. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is time. You don't have time to do everyone on everything. But if everybody can be tested for something, just so they walk away with something to say, "Oh, that was interesting," or whatever. Because I usually do the phone, because cell phone is quicker to just do, and they saw a difference. That's all you want them to know, is they have a difference. And I'll throw out another thing is, we do the name thing, because we have to convince people that it works, the muscle testing. And with the fingers, you use the thumb and the pinky, and you tell them to hold it together, pretend you have a $100 bill and you don't want me to get it. And then we pull those fingers. and you're either weak or you're strong. If you're strong, that's your body saying, I want it, or that's true. If we can pull them apart, then that's weak, and it's not true. And just to give an example, we throw it at the end to get people's real attention. We do a thing where we say, okay, we're going to do a muscle test. And we do a name thing. We say, okay, I want you to say over and over, my name is Sandra. This is what Sandra did. My name is Sandra. And I want you to hold those fingers together. Don't let me pull them apart. And so when they say, my name is Sandra, and boom, just like that, they come apart. That means that she is not Sandra. Okay?
So you're speaking something that's not true. You're telling a lie. Because if I were to say, my name is Sam, it's not true, because for 50 years of being on this earth, my name has been Vance.
Right.
So you're contradicting what is truth in your physical body and in the mental and all the other sociology ways that you can look at it. It's not true. So if we can segue, because I'm so glad you explained that, because you threw several different analogies, even the phone, and as we transition into the world of all of us going out and getting a new phone or upgrading at some point, we're not talking about a landline. Okay, the two landlines that Al and I are on right now, yes, there is some negative EMFs associated with that, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the magnitude of a cellular handheld device, which is not just a phone. It is a portable mini computer that is constantly transmitting and receiving information and giving, blah, 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 all that stuff. And in the process of doing that, it's transmitting negative ions. Al, I think you and I were talking, just as an example, of the negativity. I'm sorry, I said that the wrong way. I said negative ions, and I meant to say just negative EMFs, the negative energy that is artificial. It's contradictory to what we know is true. I think it was you that was, we were talking about geese flying. Was that you and I chatting the other day about geese flying?
No,
it wasn't. I can't remember who it was, but they said they were observing, and I'd driven over underneath of a set of high voltage power lines, and my phone naturally just, buzzed out. It just stopped working. But I still had the connection barely, and then it came back. No, the call was disconnected. It came back, and this person I was speaking with said, I remember watching a flock of geese fly in formation in that perfect V, and they flew underneath or over, I can't remember which they did, a set of high voltage power lines. And as soon as they did that, it was like the front lead goose completely tumbled out of formation, and they all broke up. Now, was it a coincidence? Maybe. I doubt it. But that energy, which was really bad, messed up their formation. And once they got well past it, he said, I watched them, and they quickly got back into formation. Typically, when geese fly, especially Canadian geese, they have that formation because the lead goose is the one who is setting the pace and breaking the wind for the rest of them, and they have a little bit less, and they take turns. One will peel off and take formation, take lead, but to see that happen. So when we encounter something that's bad, for example, this name, me saying, my name is Sam, my body's going to get weak because I'm speaking a non-truth, I'm speaking a lie. So bring us to the point of nutritional testing and showing people, because we do it with the insoles all the time, I do it with the water all the time, and people go, how does that work? And that's where I love the fact that you just pointed out, we have to get them to understand that this is for real, because if people don't believe that, then there's no point in continuing. They have to understand. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to continue on that point. So, just because that's the main thing, convincing them that this is real. And so, as Sandra continued, okay. She said, say my name is Sandra, my name is Sandra. And so she pulled it apart very easily. And so then Sandra said, okay, now tell me your, I want you to say your name, and I'm going to hold it tight. Don't let me pull it apart. And so the lady said, my name is Lou. My name is Lou. And Sandra pulled it apart. And so that's through Sandra, because she's supposed to be strong. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Sandra said, okay, wait a minute. Let's do that again. Okay, so I want you to hold your fingers together. Were you resisting? She said, yeah. I mean, were you, don't let me pull it apart. And so she said, my name is Lou. My name is Lou. And Sandra pulled it apart. And Sandra looked at her and said, your name not Lou. And she said, my name is Lou. Sandra said, no, your name is not Lou. The leader said, my name is Lou. Sandra said, no, it's not. And the lady just silent. And then all of a sudden, her eyes popped open. And then she went, oh, 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 well, actually, my name really is Mary Lou. But all my life, they've been calling me Lou.
Interesting.
So Sandra said, okay, well, let's do the test now. So your name is Mary Lou. My name is Mary Lou. My name is Mary Lou. Boom, she was strong. She could not pull that apart because that was her name. And some people call it a lie detector test or whatever, but all we try to convince them is it works. Now, everybody's not going to go through that instant. Most of the time, it works. But I was just pointing that one out because it was kind of unusual. But it works, and we have to convince them that it works. And after they see things like that, then they're convinced that it works. Now you can bring it over into holding the product. And what we do is we start off with the vitamins. We don't necessarily start off with the vitamins, but I mean, we everybody knows about Centrum and everything. We do that, and they're weak. And then if it's a female, we give them the men's. And we tell them, don't look at it. Just hold it in your other hand while we test you in this hand.
Okay, so hang on a second, Al, because you've lost some of us already. When you say they're holding in their hand, are they holding the bottle?
They're holding the bottle with some of the pills in it, yeah.
Okay, so
they only need about two or three, yeah.
You only need about two or three. You can hold the full bottle, brand new, because I've done it that way, and it works really, really well. But I like the fact that you're throwing people a curveball, and you're a female. You're having them hold the men's bottle,
right?
Just to confuse them. And do you do that just because you try to be, you know, a trickster? Is that what you're doing?
No. Because what happens is if it's a woman, we hand them the men's one, and so we say, "Is this good for you?" And boom. We can pull our hands apart because they're weak. It's not good for them. And we pull that aside. Then we put the women's one, our vitamin, in the hand, and we test them. And then they're strong. And then we say, okay, now read that. What does it say? Is this good for you? And it's good for them. And so we show them the bottle that says, for women. So that's good for you. Now, the men, we say, what's that one? That is not good for you. Because it wasn't designed for you. And so you were weaker on that because it wasn't. And that just gives proof that testing with the muscles worked. And so then we can go into, we don't go into it with them there unless they buy the product, but, you know, how many to take and things like that.
You know, I remember, and folks can look this up on YouTube, and all you have to do is type in Niken M-Stride demonstration, and you'll see a demonstration that I did with our friend Diane Cook when Niken introduced the M-Strides in Las Vegas, Nevada at a convention. And I remember her coming up to me in the hallway and she said, Vance, can you test me? I've heard you talk about this on your call. Can you test me the way you're showing? Because I'd like to see it. And some other friends videoed it. Larry and Colleen Thomas were there. My point is this. Diane already had six other Niken products on her body, but then standing barefoot on those Niken M strides for the first time, she was much, much stronger. And I think that would send the message loud and clear that this product is good for her, rather than not having anything under her feet, because 90,000 nerve endings in each foot exposed to what Niken put in that insole was good for her. It made her much, much stronger, and you can see it when you watch that short 60-second YouTube video. And just like what you're saying with the nutritional items, certain things are good for us, because you mentioned Centrum, or most, I should say, most over-the-counter, or, you know, that you can walk into any grocery store, any supplements or vitamins, they're really not good for us, are they?
Right.
They just make us weaker. And I want to drive this point home so people understand, so all of us understand the simplicity of doing this is, when somebody holds something in their hands, and you can do this with an organic apple or a non-organic apple, you can test both of them. And just holding it in the hand, and then in the other hand, using the pinky and the thumb, making a circle, and just gently apply. You're not ripping them apart, okay? We're not trying to dislocate fingers here. You're just gently applying pressure, and the person's asking the question, is this good for me? Is this good for me? And I think that even repeating that a couple times, the body is asking the question, is this good for me? But it does work. Al, I'm curious, like with the example you gave with Lou, whose name is Mary Lou, have you ever found, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, that you put a nutritional product in somebody's hand with the Niken vitamin supplement, and they've tested it, and it didn't work. Have you ever found that?
Not really.
Okay.
My only surprise has been mostly everyone needs Jade Green, and I've only had about two or three people that didn't need it.
Okay, so maybe they were either allergic to either barley or a type of grass. Maybe,
right.
Possibility.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, I will say this. Sometimes you will run across a person and they just don't test. They don't test well at all. And usually, if you got a group of people, if they're not testing right, don't explain anything. Just tell them, thank you very much, but I'm going to check with you later, and then get somebody else up there. Because you will, if it's new to people, you'll confuse them. And a person... Really, with electricians, I see people that are electricians, they measure in the reverse, and it's tricky. And when they start doing things like that, now you can't really grasp the people to get understanding. And so there are some, it's very rare, though, but sometimes it does happen when you expect them to go down and because they're weakened, but actually they're stronger.
And it's
a little tricky there.
But the majority
of people will do that.
Okay.
And just to show you, like you said, you multitask, and things are not just work for just about everything. But when multitasking, like sometimes I take a pill or something, and then I'm multitasking, and then later on I'm saying, did I take that pill? And I don't know if I took that pill or not. And so what I do? I just go get it, go get the bottle and say, did I take this pill? And the muscle test will tell me whether I took it or not. Because really, I couldn't remember if I took it. And so the muscle testing can work for you in your life in many, many ways. And Sandra does it for everything. I mean, you know, you can just really... do it for anything, you know. Should I leave the house now? I mean, really, can just, and it's going to either be strong or weak, and it can kind of guide you sometimes.
Well, and the other flip side of this is that we can do the same thing to, and this is, I think, the kind of the end goal of our conversation this morning, is we can use the same test to determine the quantity. And again, I want to stress, because so often people say, how much should I take? Well, who was it that repeated the quote? Dave Johnson repeated the quote from a gentleman that my brother said, yeah, I think the guy who said that was a heroin addict. And he made that quote just before he overdosed and killed himself, which is terrible. But if a little is good, more is better, and too much is just about right. That was the way Dave Johnson talked about the nutritionals that we take, because we can take too much, and our body's just going to naturally flush them out. But let's take the immunity, for example. Two capsules a day is what's designed for maintenance. And I was thinking about this yesterday, in that I learned years ago, I remember being up in Seattle at an Embassy Suites hotel doing this call, when Dave Stoltzis, dear friend of mine for, oh my goodness, 30 years, 35 years, I've known Dave. But he said, you know, after 9/11, we in our country became really, really aware of this terrorist threat level. Okay, this indicator, this color chart. And he said, if we look at our bodies the same way, sometimes we need to raise that terrorist threat level for toxins and diseases and things that's out there as the weather gets cooler. Sometimes we might need to raise that. Maybe we need to take a little bit more. Maybe we need to drink more water. Maybe we need to alter our diet a little bit. Because in the summertime, we can get away, because there's longer days, our bodies will burn off more sugar, more fruits, you know, that kind of thing, whether it's natural or artificial. But sometimes we need to raise that. So, to immunity, Al, is fine for maintenance. Again, for 130 to 150-pound person. But sometimes we need to take more, or we need to take them a different way. Using muscle testing, like what you're describing, is a really fun way to find out if our body wants more. And you do that by having the person hold them in their hands, the individual capsules or tablets?
Yes. You can just pick it up and hold the bottle for a few seconds, and then put it back down, and then ask yourself. And I did this about a week ago, which was a surprise. I usually take the joints, and I usually just take a few. How many do I need? I mean, usually around two or three or four. And this time I said, do I need one? Do I need two? Do I need three? Do I need four? And I kept going. Do I need five? And I was still strong on six. I'm going, I'm going seven, and I went all the way to 10. And I said, wow, okay, I don't know what's going on in my body, but okay, it said take 10, so I'm going to take 10. And that evening, it was the same way. I kept going to 10. I said, oh, my goodness, Sandra, I'm going to beat through this bottle in no time. And so, you know, but the next day, I went back to my two. So evidently, something was going on in my body that was telling me what I need, and that's the way it goes. So you really can use it to check, you know, and just see where you are, where your body is, and sometimes maybe you're eating something, or maybe you, your body's so many things that, you know, you just never know. But this is a pure, sure way to test yourself to identify what you need instead of just guessing at it.
And we can do the same thing, and I could, there were so many analogies that just flashed into my head, but I think the most powerful one with our oldest daughter, who's about to turn 20 here in a couple months, but I remember when she was 5 years old, it was the fall, and she had, she's coming up on her fifth birthday, but we sat down as a family and we watched the movie by Morgan Spurlock called Super Size Me. It was a very, very popular movie. 15 years ago, exposing McDonald's, which is kind of like, duh, we know it's not good food. It's really not even food at all. And she said after we watched it as a family, Daddy, does this mean we don't have to eat McDonald's anymore? And I looked at her and I said, well, why would you say that, kiddo? Because we traveled a lot, and McDonald's was just a quick, easy, and we were a young family, and as parents, we didn't know any better. I mean, we knew better, but we still went that direction. And I said, why would you ask that, kiddo? And she said, Daddy, I don't like the way I feel after I eat. And sure enough, you can tell when you put something in your body, if it's good for you, your body will tell you. Most of us do it anyways, just because we can. But if we'd listen to our body and let our body tell us, just like if we ask this question, there was a guest a few weeks ago, one of Pam Barnes, and you can catch this on Saturday, amlive.com. The Pam Barnes hosted the call, and she had one of her friends share that sometimes she has to take more joint, the joint formula, to deal with her, I think it was arthritis, if I remember correctly. And she said, some days I just take what's on the bottle, and some days I have to take a lot more. People that deal with arthritis, the weather brings great havoc on them. So I know that this type of test would do well for them, as it would do well for anybody. But, and I can think of several other examples. But, Hal, did you end up having the hip surgery that you and I chatted about?
No.
No, you didn't. Okay, so you were able to avoid that.
I'm not going to go that way. just the thought of that bugs me. But anyway, in therapy, man, it's amazing because they explain that food and pills and doesn't have anything to do with your joints in there. It's all about movement. And movement and pressure is what feeds that joint in there with the cartilage. And it doesn't get it from anywhere else except from the movement. And she calls the movements your lotions. You know, you lubricate it by motion. And that's what makes your joints work. It was amazing.
But that would contradict why we would even take the joint formula, because I take it every day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen literally, I both use, but see, I'm a little bit of the mindset, and I have been all this summer, especially the overactive lifestyle that I live, of using the duct tape, the CM cream, the Kinko Touch, the joint formula. Have I thrown anything else? I haven't used any of the wraps. If the socks count, I guess, a little bit for the wraps, but I've attacked my knee, my left knee, and I don't know how I injured it years ago, but I can feel it. I mean, I know when I do something or step the wrong way or climb a set of stairs and there's extra pressure or I turn it, I know because it tells me. And I'm like, okay, don't do that again.
Right.
But I know we can use multiple different things. I'm curious. We've been chatting now for about 30 minutes. I'm hoping that the way you've explained it and the way I've, you know, rearticulated it, I'm hoping that even if it's just one or two, you stated up front that when it comes to energy testing, you've got to first believe that it's true. Because I know there's people listening right now that say, yeah, I still don't believe that. I never did at first. When I was first introduced to Nika, and I thought, oh, my goodness, these energy tests. And I'm not sure at what point I snapped and I realized, wait a second, I cannot keep not believing. I got to stop. This is true. Even the Nika hug, hugging the right way versus the wrong way.
Right. When people leave, that's what we tell people. Okay, I'm going to show you how to hug now, and we do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's there's nothing sexual about it. There's nothing evil about it. It's a greeting, and when you do it properly, both people will walk away more energized, and it's just the right thing to do.
And most importantly, the thing is, they have to just understand it and see it and feel it and experience it. And once they do that, once they experience it, they can't deny it. I mean, they can if they want to, but I mean, they can't really deny it, and it stays with them. If they don't experience anything, they'll just take it wherever they want to take it.
And again, going back, it's the same thing with all of our nutritional products. If we know there's a, you know, take the progesterol capsules. If we know we have a cardiovascular issue, the dosage says, you know, one a day. But for starters, especially if we're dealing with something, and I just read a great article that Dave Johnson sent down, I believe it was last week, on the benefits of the bergamot, you know, or bitter orange, for the purpose of dealing with not just cholesterol, but it affected and impacted so many other things. And that, when we get the heart functioning better with this, then it works. So sometimes for people who haven't been doing anything, or they've been on statins for a while, and they kind of want to go a different direction than that, then maybe take two or three to get started, to kind of really give your body a boost, and then wean it back down. And again, going back to that rule of thumb, and I think this is the third or fourth time I've stated it, 130 to 150 pounds. And if you're more than that, then you take a little more. If you're less than that, maybe a little less. You know, I'm not saying take the, you know, chop them down, but maybe do a capsule, you know, a day for 2 days in a row, and then skip a day. You know, I don't know. You figure it out on your own, but listen to your body. And on that note, again, I want to remind everybody that Dr. Heather Locks will be with us next Saturday, talking about listening to your body. And Al, you and Sandra were the ones that reminded me of that. And And on that note, just as a kind of a teaser commercial, Dr. Locks is one of those people that, and I was trying to come up with a creative way to describe them. They're the like the superstars, and I have a few of them in my mind. Roger Drummer is one. Lori Jones, who's been on this call many times, and Dr. Heather Locks is another, that they were, there was too much of them to love, can I put it that way? And they took matters into their own hands, and they flushed, they gave away an extreme amount of toxicity and toxins that were in their body, and in the form of weight, and they are examples for the rest of us. And people like that inspired me even to get going in the right direction and to get back to the weight that, you know, my body should carry. So, Al, I want to thank you.
Okay.
Because this, I'm hoping this has been beneficial, and I don't hear anybody else that's hit star six, so I think we've answered most questions before they were even asked.
I think it's great to just run it by them, because you really have to see a person do it. You know, and just talking in the air is a little vague to some people, you know, because everybody has a different viewpoint, and they interpret things differently based on what you said, you know. But visually, if you can actually see it and go from there, and that's what we try to do, is convince the people, you know, that these things are true.
Yeah, and that's exactly what takes place over and over, and you know, every time I'm doing an energy test with the water or the insoles or the nutritional, anything we can do it, any of Nikan's products, even laying down on the sleep system, having somebody come in and lay down on the floor and ask that question, is this good for me? Is this good for me? Especially if it's on carpet. New carpet's really bad because of all those, you know, fresh chemicals. But then having them stand up, or you could probably even do it, having them lay down and put their arms straight up and, you know, put their fingers together, their thumb and their ring finger, and ask the question, or they're thinking, is this good for me? And then have them lay down, move over and lay down on a twin size or a demo size pad, or lay on your bed that's got the Nikan, you know, sleep system on it, and ask the same question and watch the results. I've never done that one, and I thought
but
that...
You can also do it with the seat. You just tell a person, okay, you're sitting down. I want you to hold your arm out, and I'm just going to push down. And then it goes down, and then we say, okay, now sit on that Kinko seat. Nikan seat. And, I mean, it's almost like instant. They're just very strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's how we introduce the seat to a lot of people.
Yeah, and there's so many ramifications. And again, this is, I think of our youngest Addie, who will come into the room, which is strategically why I schedule in homes when she's not around, because she is, she's just too cute and too much of a distraction, and people lose focus really quick because she comes running and says, "Daddy, do that on me, do that on me. I want to do it. I want to be stronger." I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" And it's fun, but we lose the focus right out of the gate.
And it's a lot of fun also, but another thing, especially to new people, go to other cities and go to many of the expos and things like that, because you learn a different way to do it. Because in one city in California, we went out to California, and they did things that were interesting. They did it to the side or whatever. We'd never done it that way. And so you will pick up additional ways of testing when you go to different places. And so that's very important to experience.
Yeah, and I know, again, on this YouTube video with Diane Cook, again, it's just a short example. Somebody had said to me after they saw it, "Well, Vance, not all of us can be gymnasts and put our feet straight." I wasn't intending on trying to be an amateur gymnast. Have two daughters who have done that, one who's currently in gymnastics, but I like the way you do it, and you run in place. You're literally supporting, and this we're talking about not with an arm or fingers, but with both arms behind their back, that your weight is suspended between that person and another fixed object like a chair or a table or a countertop, and you actually run in place because your feet aren't on the ground when they're either standing on the insoles or they're wearing a knee-cap product, because they immediately get stronger.
And I do that because once they see that, they're convinced. Boom, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. They got it. For me to just say, "Okay, I'm going to casually push down. Just casually push down, see if your balance is off." And people kind of move and jerk. And I say, "Look, I'm just casually pushing down." And then when I get behind them and just let them take my weight, I mean, they're convinced right there. I mean, they just go, "Wow." And they're just convinced. I don't have to go into no more details. They got it.
Yeah. And that, going full circle, is that is the razzle-dazzle of why Nikan products are so unique compared to anything else out there. And as you stated right at the very beginning, your story, your journey for you and Sandra had started because you were drinking water out of a very, very expensive water system that you thought was the right way to go, and then you discovered, just because Barb showed you, that, well, yeah, that might be a step in the right direction, but it's really kind of the wrong direction you want to go for hydrating the body and feeding the living cells. So I think I heard a voice. Do we have a question or a clarification?
Yeah, this is Carol. And I'm wondering if you could do two things. One is, when you sit the person in the chair, their arms, you have their arms straight out in front of them or to the side?
Test. So
when they're seated down, and we just ask them to extend their hand out, straight out, and right there we just push down, tell them resist, and they just push down, and normally it goes down, and then we say, "Okay, get up," and I want you to sit on the seat, and really it's instant. I mean, they sit down on the seat, and we say, "Okay, now put your arm out straight out. And I want you to resist on three. 1, 2, 3. And we push, and they're strong. Just that quick.
And this is their arm.
Yeah, and it's straight up in front of them, the hand, not on the side.
Carol, it could be either way, but your body has a little bit stronger resistance when the arm is straight out. And sometimes you can even tell them, if you make a fist, that way we know you're tightening up all those muscles. And that, again, but out to the side, out to the front. The front is, you know, if the arm's hanging, you know, down.
We either tell them we like them to be aligned perfectly, and off to the side. You know, sometimes there are people who put the arm off to the side, and then we say line them up, and let's bring them right in front of you. Now, that's what we do, but we have gone and seen to other places, and people do it from the side and things like that, you know.
It's whatever you're most comfortable. And then, Carol, you had a second
question. The second question is, when you say you're running, I didn't understand that.
Okay. You have the person, I tell a person to cup their hands in front of them. I say, now put your hands behind you, but cup them tight.
So and, cupping, you mean they're interlocking their fingers.
Right. And then I stand beside them and I just push, they have their hands behind them now, and I just push down and they, their balance is usually not good and they just go back or they go to the side or somewhere or their toes come off. And then I bring a chair around and I push down, but I hold my other hand on the chair. And then I just go up, and my feet are not on the floor anymore, and then I just run on like I'm running on a bicycle. And they're strong enough to hold me with no problem. And their toes do not go up because they're grounded.
Okay.
They're grounded. And so, you know, and we do that. And once people see that, they just go, wow. Because, you know, before, I just casually pushed, and without the insoles, they just go off to the side, or their toes go way back, or whatever. And so they're just showing them a difference, giving them the understanding of the difference. And they're convinced. We've had some people like, oh, wow, I want those, just like that.
Yeah, and that's, when you do that with a child, with Addie, our youngest is 8 right now, when I do that with her, people are convinced really quick. Because this kid is built solid. She's all muscle. I mean, when she does that that flexing of the muscles, you ought to see those muscles tense up. I mean, she is strong. You put her on a pair of insoles or you give her a glass of water out of the waterfall, she gets even stronger. But I can support all of my weight, 135 to 140 pounds, on her. Whereas if I don't give her the water or don't put her on insoles or don't give her a necklace, then she's weak. And it's very powerful for an adult to see that. But again, it doesn't stop there. It just keeps on going. But I will remind you one more time, Carol, if you know how to navigate and find YouTube, if you'll type in the search box, Niken M Strides Demo, D-E-M-O, and you'll just scroll down and you'll find the one that's, I think it's 1 minute and 2 seconds long. And it has a picture of me and Diane, if I remember correctly. She's wearing a black slacks, a black sweater, and a kind of a magenta or a pink blouse. And you'll see that in the picture there. And then that's the one I'm referring to, and it's exactly what Al just said. The toes will come up, or she'll fall over backwards, and that's the way. It makes it fun to demonstrate these products.
And I have a lighter. It's good to include, if you have kids there, go ahead and include them in it. It works for them, too. And we had a couple come, and the guy wasn't that interested. And when the wife was, but he wasn't. But once we told the kids, they were running around, jumping around or whatever. But we said, hey, come here, girl, let's do some tests with you. And then the father got interested once he saw those things happening on them, and they got excited. And it was amazing. And the boy stood on the insole, and he just stayed there. And his father told him, okay, come here a minute. He wouldn't come. He just stayed on the insole. And that was amazing because, you know, when his father told him to stop doing this or come over here, sit here, he would do it. But when he got on those insoles, he just stayed on them, and he said, okay, come here. And he would not come. He just stayed on. So he was getting something. I think he didn't understand what was going on, but he knew something was going on, and he just stayed there. And he just stood there for a little while. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I love the way you introduce it to people who are skeptical or not by just testing their names. How do you test yourself? I'm not clear about how you do that with yourself.
Okay, put your thumb and your pinky together. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now take your other hand and put your finger through the zero, so to speak. You got it?
Again, your thumb and finger and pinky?
Alright, you got your thumb and your pinky together, right?
Alright,
you see that zero in there?
Yeah.
Okay, now just take your finger and go into there halfway. Just take your finger in there, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm doing it with my left hand. Squeeze tight and don't let and push your finger up, but don't let your finger through. Okay, and so you just pull up, and either you are strong or it's going to come through.
Okay.
And that's the difference.
Thank you.
And you, okay.
So, Al, to finish Nancy's question, if I, because I'm doing this little experiment, I've got the phone shoved on my right shoulder, and I'm doing this with my, I made the loop with my left hand, my left thumb and left pinky, and then my using my right index finger, I'm putting through, and I'm trying to, but I can't get it to go through, because I can squeeze, I can resist harder than I can push up to get it to go through.
Well, ask yourself something first, you know, pick up something and ask yourself.
So like if I take my cell phone and I'm seated right now, so if I put my cell phone on my left thigh and sorry, I'm laughing because now I can push my finger right on through. I can't resist it. So if I put my cell phone over there on the chair, now I can't get it to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I don't even have to ask the question, is that cell phone good for me?
Okay.
I know, because that just proved it right there.
Okay.
So as before, but if I keep doing this over and over, I can't get my right index finger to go through that loop, because I can grip stronger. But the second I put my cell phone on my lap, I can easily break that loop.
Right. And you know, we either have our candy or a bag of sugar or something like that so people can see the difference, you know. And sometimes with the thumb and the pinky, we try to pull them apart. Because if they're strong, you can't pull them apart.
Absolutely.
The thing I want to say is when you're doing it for your presentation, always first have the person, when the person come up, always try to get them in a position where everyone can see, because they don't want to stand it anyway, and if they can't see well, what you're doing is it makes it more confusing to them. So you want to position them so that when you do the arm test or the hand test, they can kind of see it, and you don't block their view or whatever, because it makes it more confusing to them if they don't see it, they don't get it. And so you want to do that.
Al, this has been really, really good and light years ahead. I know months ago you shared some of these same concepts, but the gravity of it or the understanding for me has gone up considerably because, number one, I focused because I really wanted to learn how you and Sandra do it. And just for the record, folks, Al and Sandra have always maintained a really good, solid customer base of people that, and I would have to say that based on what you're sharing, it's really just educating and helping people understand that our bodies will work better when they're subjected to things that, well, make our bodies work better. And everything that Nikan has produced does that. So I know there's a lot of questions, and just like as in the past, we tend to get more excited as this, you know, knowledge of this stuff starts to come to pass. So if you've got more questions and need more clarification, what I would encourage you to do, and I know Al and Sandra have done this, just have some fun with it. Go out there and try it on your spouse or try it on your kids or your neighbors, or just say, hey, I was listening to this, I didn't quite understand it, but I want to practice, I want to get better at this, and watch what happens. But I can also tell you that your attitude, our attitudes, will determine the outcome. If we go into this thinking, this stuff doesn't work, it's all hocus pocus, it's you know, that's the wrong attitude right there. If we go into it thinking, I wonder if this is true. Well, it is. It really is.
And it's amazing because I'd be riding in the car and Sandra's thinking about something and I see her over there doing her hands and I say, oh boy, she's testing something about some kind of decision. I mean, the more you do it, you get good at it and you can just think it. Because they messed me up one time when it was somebody, I forget who it was, I think it was Ruth. and we're supposed to call Ruth. And I said, well, how's Ruth going to test? And she said, she's going to test you on the phone. I go, whoa, how's she going to do that? But she did it. I mean, it's amazing. You have to get the person's permission. You know, is it okay if I test you? And once she says it's okay to test you, then you can, okay, you can ask them anything and do the test, and you can do it on the phone. It's amazing. It really is.
It really is. And the more we do it, the more fun we're going to have, the more people we're going to be able to introduce to NECAN, and in the end, it's all a win-win. So, Al, thank you again for being with us. I really, really appreciate this, and I know this has been beneficial for everybody that's on the line or listening. And I look forward to hearing more stories of coming out of this. So have a great rest of the weekend, everybody. And thank you for joining Al and I this morning. And as always, SaturdayAMLive.com is where the recordings and everything gets posted. And I will also throw in here, while we're still recording, MagneticLeaders.com. MagneticLeaders.com is Dave Johnson's website. If you go to the tab that says audio/video, there are some great resources. I listened to the interview or the conversation that Dave did with Phil Offerly, the gentleman that taught me about real salt, and also the same gentleman that taught me how to tie my shoes. And that story we'll save for a later day. But I taught my nephew, and I've taught many people how to tie their shoes, and he told me the other day, he said, you know, Uncle Vance, that really does work. That's the guy you learned that from? I said, yeah, he lives in New Mexico. He's like, that is so cool. He said, because I've tied my shoes that way too. So whether it's tying shoes or learning about the benefits of real salt, magneticleaders.com, and listen to that interview about real salt. It's got a picture of real salt there, and you can see it. But another great resource. So thanks again, Al. Thank you, everybody else, for being with us. Toodaloo.
Okay.
We'll talk soon.